film Just Mercy premieres today in Montgomery. It's based on civil rights attorney Brian Stevenson's efforts to free a man who was wrongfully sentenced on death row. Stevenson founded the Equal Justice Initiative, a Montgomery nonprofit that defends people who may have been wrongfully convicted, often due to the color of their skin. That was in 1989. And as WBHM's Janae Pierre reports, not a lot has changed since then.
In 1985, Anthony Ray Hinton was convicted of murdering two fast food restaurant managers in Birmingham. Hinton told detectives he didn't do it, but he says they didn't care.
He said, but since y'all is always taking up for one another, take this rap for one of your homeboys who truly did it. And that cost me 30 years of my life.
30 years. That was the amount of time Hinton spent on death row. But the state exonerated him in 2015. Hinton says he would not have been set free if it weren't for civil rights attorney Brian Stevenson and the Equal Justice Initiative, or EJI.
Had it not been for EJI, there's no doubt in my mind I would have been executed by now.
The premise of the movie Just Mercy is the case of another black man who was wrongfully convicted. The movie is based on Stevenson's memoir of the same name. Just Mercy chronicles the case of Walter McMillan, who was charged with murder in 1988. Decades later, wrongful convictions are still not unusual in Alabama. Kyra Fontenot is the former public defender for Jefferson County.
Not much has changed, and the conditions that set people up to be wrongfully convicted still exist in the system today.
Take race, for example. Fontenot says there are people of color being locked up for things they didn't do.
And we see that because there are a lot of things that go along in a criminal justice system that often will make it either easier for people to plea or for their version of the events not to get told in trials.
Fontenot says oftentimes people of color can't afford an attorney or an expert witness, two things that are vital in many cases. Carla Crowder is an attorney and executive director of Alabama Appleseed, an advocacy group that focuses on criminal justice issues. She says in Alabama, people of color are at a major disadvantage. There's structural racism across the entire criminal justice system, she says.
And if you look at the structure of our judicial system now, you have vastly disproportionate numbers of white prosecutors and district attorneys. The appellate courts are entirely white, and the Alabama Supreme Court.
That's why many civil rights attorneys believe Stevenson's work is so important. They say he's leveling the playing field to make sure people have the legal representation they need to fight a system much larger than themselves. Janae Pierre, WBHM.